Yay, I'm going back to sleep. Right, fine. Good night. 98.9 The Buzz. That was my whole day right there. How's that?
Okay. Hey, listen, 5 a.m.ers.
What's up?
You know this side of Scotty, the rando side of Scotty. This is the only time. Like, something happens at 6 o'clock where you change. Like, this conversation here every morning is just slightly different than the rest of the show.
Why is it that you think?
You're a little bit, I don't know. It's almost like this, I don't know. Actually, I'm not going to even try to explain how your mind thinks.
Oh, yeah. You know, the more I look into how my mind thinks, the more it scares me. So we'll just go there. All right. Big headline today. It's going to be wicked hot, hazy hot, very humid, and turning possibly breezy. 95 degrees. Heat advisory with temps feeling like 100 to 105 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. Okay? What?
I'm just saying it's clothing optional today, folks, just to let you know.
I'm just saying, whoever just has saying. That pool, you're all of a sudden going to get a lot of people on your doorstep today.
I know, right? You planning
all
pool
the kids
party?
In the neighborhood, yes.
I know Ellie's got an outdoor camp. She does Y camp last week and this week, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tight. I mean, really, really hot. You can't.
Well, they have a pool?
Yeah, but they have 450 kids. You can't fit them all in the pool at once.
Yeah. You know, well, they got the splash pad area.
I think so, yeah. She says she doesn't like the splash pad. I'm like, why?
Alex,
I asked her yesterday about it. Yeah, I asked her, can you do the splash pads again? So I said, tomorrow when we get home, we're going to turn the sprinkler on and we're going to run right through the sprinkler. She's like, no, Dad, I have my clothes on. I'm like, you are filthy. You're like Pigpen from Charlie Brown. like you have clouds around you when you get home. Like,
is that what you said to her?
Well, no, I was
you
thinking
dirty
that.
Dirty girl.
No, I was thinking that. No, she does. She's all dirt and grime, and she's like dirty.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's a good day at camp.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You don't want them to show up clean. Then it's like, what'd you guys do?
What'd you do? Nothing. No. Oh, no. They work them hard. They work them hard. So I was thinking I would go try to find, and my wife threw it out maybe 2 years ago, the famous childhood toy that we all had, the Crazy Daisy.
Oh, I never got the Crazy Daisy.
You never got Crazy Daisy?
No.
That's
I
where
know.
You, it's like a shower head on a stick.
And you just plug goes
the,
crazy.
Yeah, you plug the hose into it and it's like and I was on a mission to find one yesterday. I couldn't find one.
No?
No.
I'm eBay? Like, Amazon?
For today?
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway, so 5 a.m.ers, you're only feeling like 66 degrees right now. It's going to be 30 degrees hotter to 95. Record is 97 degrees today. So there you go. And a heat advisory with temperatures feeling like 100 to 105 degrees. Tomorrow back to summer, sunny and warm and 87. There's that.
So if you don't have AC, you're looking forward to going into work.
Yeah, really, no doubt.
Or if you work outside, well, ugh.
Hydrate. Drink early
and
often.
Do those guys, like, if you work outside with construction and stuff, do they still, they still work through it, right? They work through anything. You only got so many days. Do you take your water break?
Yeah.
Like in the
take more breaks,
soccer?
Hydrate more, you know?
Hydration break. What's it called? Hydration break? What do they call it in soccer?
I don't know what they call it in soccer.
Hydration breaks. I think that's a new thing, isn't it?
In the world? Cup. Oh, World Cup. You're asking me about World Cup?
Somebody gave me the conspiracy theory. I don't know if this is true, that the hydration breaks are just an opportunity for the stations to make more money because it just gives it a commercial break, something more to sell.
Well, I mean, you want the safety of the players to be in
See, they disguise it as safety of the players,
yeah,
but
there you
it's
go.
Really
There's
just your, an opportunity to make more money.
There's your conspiracy theory of the day, Sandra. Congratulations.
Right, hey, I think it's true. I think it's legit.
The Buzz.
Hey, it's Tuesday on 98.9 The Buzz, Fazana and Sandy. We're the 14th of July. I'm Scott Spazano with Sandy Waters. It's going to be wicked scorcha today. Hazy, hot, humid. You want summer, you got it. 95 degrees for the high. 97 is the record. You're going to feel a heat advisory on us today, starting at about 11 o'clock. It's going to feel like 100 to 103 degrees, 105 degrees today.
Speaking of the feels, how does that new blacktop feel on around the West Henrietta East River Road exit on 390? How does that? That's like a freaking spa day for your car suspension.
Isn't that the most wonderful feeling when you drive on brand new blacktop?
Compared to what it was. It was horrible. Yeah, that road, I dreaded when I had to go. And I don't have to go every day. And some of you, that is your morning commute. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was like playing Frogger with the potholes. And now... now I'm trying to describe it. Now it's like...
flying on a magic carpet.
Crawling into a bed with fresh sheets.
Where was this again?
I mean, it's a pretty long stretch, but West Henrietta, East River Road exit there on 390 south.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like before and after that, just that spot. It was like, oh, man, look at this nice blacktop.
We're so lucky to get new black. You know what I hate, though? Can I just say, when they put oil and stone on, like, the side roads, like the residential streets... that's the worst. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You ever driven on
when
a road?
When they tear it down? Nope. Where,
no,
before
no.
they do?
No. On top of old pavement, they put down like a big thing of like tar, and then they put these tiny little pebbles with stone on top of it, and they roll it. And then it's just like gravel.
Or when they're covering the potholes.
No, this is...
I don't know the difference.
Okay. That may not happen in your area, but man, it's starting to happen around me, and it is the worst, man. People hate that. As residents, you hate that because the gravel builds up on the side of the road, and it's dusty, and it's like a temporary fix. Instead of putting new blacktop down, they put the tar, then they put like gravel, and then they roll it or something, and then the cars, as you drive on it in the heat, you know, tends to like smush it all into the tar.
Okay.
And it's the worst. And they got to come by with like street sweepers and sweep all the extra gravel up. That is the worst.
Have I not noticed that? Do they not do that in Greece? Hold on a second.
They do it in Greece. They do it everywhere.
I don't remember street sweepers ever coming by.
Anybody call Sandy up and tell her what a pain in the butt that is. It's just the worst temporary
fix. How often do you get street sweepers?
A couple times a year they come by.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never once saw a street sweeper in mine. In your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
In my neighbor. Yeah, yeah. But when they tar and stone it, it's the worst. Worst.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to make this like it feels so good. And you turned it into the worst.
Okay, well, did a little contrast. Sorry about that.
I'm trying to do the feels of driving on fresh blacktop is like.
Oh, it's like riding a magic carpet. That's my feel. It's just like no bumps.
No,
just
it's like taking the first bite of warm bread.
What?
Oh, that feeling. Don't you love taking the first bite of warm bread? Putting on fresh makeup. New, brand new, from the store. You just got your makeup home from the store, and it's like, that feeling. Do you?
What? No, I've never put on fresh makeup before.
I'm saying that feeling, that like amazing feeling, like the best ever feeling is what? Like you do yard work here. I'm trying to come up with an answer for you. You do yard work all day. You're sweaty, hot, and then just getting into the shower must be like an amazing.
All right, yeah. I liken fresh blacktop to
a magic carpet. I don't ride on a magic carpet.
Can you imagine what a magic carpet would feel like?
Yeah, but I'm trying to bring it down to something you do every day that you love.
That first knife that goes into a brand new jar of peanut butter.
Oh, there you go. You got it. You got it. You know where I'm talking about.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, that's what I'm
looking for. My magic carpet ride did not suffice your answer from me.
No,
what else would you like me
no.
to answer? No, I'm not Jasmine. I'm Prince. What's his name?
You're Babu or whatever the monkey is.
Yeah. All right. Nothing like new blacktop.
Yes, that's right. Enjoy your commute to work this morning. Coming up in about 10 minutes, this is a
speaking of blacktop.
I almost try to pay the person off to deny my child. I really was considering it.
Okay, we'll get into that in just a few minutes. I do have a call, though. Tandy's calling, our buddy BuzzFam. Hey, Tandy. Hey, you here? Morning.
Hi, good
morning. Hi.
Driving on fresh pavement is like when you need chapstick so bad and you finally put some on.
That's
so good.
Candy.
Oh,
it feels so good.
Okay, you win that one. You win that one.
Yes. Stupid magic carpet. We needed Tandy. We needed you to call a lot earlier.
Oh, man.
Love you, Tandy. Have a great day at work.
Bye, babe.
Thank you, you guys.
See you, bye.
The Buzz.
Two words that strike fear in the hearts of parents. You know what that is, Sandra? Road test.
Now, see, I was going to start it like, have you ever paid somebody to disappoint your kid? Have you ever paid anybody off to fail your kid?
Oh, my God.
Because the idea did cross my mind yesterday.
You don't want her to get her license?
If I was only there.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Well, it's 99 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Tell me more. Funny you.
So, yesterday was Lexi's road test.
Nice.
And I don't know if it was a subconscious thing or a conscious thing. I, in my mind, feel like there's a reason why it took, so in her words, so long to get her license and road test. She wanted me to teach her how to drive. She did not want me to pay for a driving school or whatever instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she likes to be yelled at by her mother when she makes a mistake on the road.
Nice.
So anyhow, so I, my husband took her yesterday for her road test, and she passed.
Yay! Congratulations.
East Rochester. She went to East Rochester. Yeah. And she said it was an older gentleman, and he was, she was all prepared to, like, have a nice little conversation in the beginning, small talk. I'm like, Lex, they don't do that, but good luck to you.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm going to ask, like, hi, and then I'm going to find something nice to compliment them about. I'm like, kid. She's like, he was a man of zero words. He was like,
stoic.
Hi, turn left. Oh my God, that's so, why are they like that?
Because
so intimidating.
Every 16, 17 year old on planet Earth has to go through them, and they just, they're done. They just don't want to get the job done.
Yeah, but that's not fair. That just, like, some kids probably failed the test or made errors just because of the jitters, the nerves. And then you got this old dude who's like, left, right, parallel park.
do you think they're told to be like neutral and stoic?
I don't know. I'm very curious.
I remember
about
when Anthony got, yeah, when Anthony got his, my younger son, he's 27 now, when he got his license, I remember, and he failed the first time. And I don't remember if it was a guy or a gal, like, kind of dropped the whole vibe and said, okay, listen, you get, I think he or she came up to me and, like, listen, have him work on this and that. He just.
Oh, they were nice.
Yeah. He, like, you know, just, you know, give him another couple weeks and then do it again.
Oh, that's nice.
They were nice. They were actually nice. Yeah.
Yes, that's how they should be.
Yeah.
I didn't pass either the first time. So she passed the first time. I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought everybody fails the first time, especially if you don't go to driver's ed or have an instructor. It's just mom, crazy Italian mom yelling.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like, and then she's okay. So she gets home. Now this happened 8 o'clock in the morning. So all morning, yesterday morning, I could not say anything on the air because for some reason we all do that, right? We don't want to jinx it. We don't want people knowing we took our test.
Right.
Because if we fail, we don't want that word to get
out. Right. How'd it go?
Okay. So all morning I was dying. I was so not focused on the show. I was trying to be, but it, like, in my mind, I had that. The butterflies in my stomach.
Sure,
like,
that feeling, you know?
So she gets home and she's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. The index, the I don't know, the UV is whatever it was yesterday. These kids don't talk in temps, they talk in UV.
Oh, right, yeah. What layer of skin cancer they can get today.
Exactly.
Right,
so she laid out, she goes, I'm going to go lay out because the UV is da, 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 da. Then I'm going to do my English homework because she had summer work while my tan sets. I'm going to jump in the shower. And then, mom, I'm going to drive the parkway.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, my God. She was like, so here she is after her shower, grabs the keys, out. She's off. Meanwhile, I'm on Life Freaking 360.
Watching
following
every
her
move.
Every
I know, God. But she knows that, right?
Well, yeah. But my husband was like, what are you doing? Just let her be. I go, weren't you? Because he took her to the test. I go, didn't you have the jitters yourself? Like, that's the worst feeling, is the parent just sitting there waiting. Mm. And he's like, no, what are you talking about? I'm like, what? You don't get nervous for your kids?
Nah, he did. He did.
Did you with Anthony and Scotty?
Not on the outside, but on the inside, I'm like, oh, God, I hope. And then when Anthony's like, well, he didn't, I'm like, oh, geez. Does it reflect on me? Did I not train him well enough?
Oh, that's true.
Because they didn't take driver ed or God. I mean, God, I mean, there's no such thing as a driving school in my world. And it was like maybe I failed him as a father. I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is one of the reasons I wanted him to pass the first time.
Yeah, you take it personally.
Yeah.
Where's the first place you drove when you got your license? Do you remember? I think I think it was the Parkway too.
The Parkway.
Something about the Parkway. It's like the rite of passage. You go, you get your license. Maybe that's just a West Side thing.
Yeah.
Is that just a West Side thing?
Yeah. I mean, I lived in Livingston County. To get to the Parkway was like a day trip.
You're right. How about your boys? Do they go?
I remember Scotty went to Wegmans. He's like, Dad, need anything from Wegmans? I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, how cute.
Here's $10. I need some milk and some eggs. Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
He was so excited.
I love it. So if anybody else is going through this, congrats to your kid,
Yay.
Too. If they failed, it's okay. We've all been there.
Now, she's 17 now, right? Isn't she 17?
I've been there. Yeah.
All right, so she's like a little late on the road test.
See? Right. And I think everybody is saying I slowed her down, but I think... It took us, every kid learns different. I think took us this long.
Instead of, you know, right at the, you know, 16 and 2 hours, you know, you take your test, you're not ready yet, then you fail.
I didn't feel like she was, I mean, I still don't feel like she's ready.
Oh, well.
I mean, maybe when she's 32, she'll be ready.
634 on the buzz.
I'm dead.
And it's Pisano and Sandy. And today, real bad heat advisory. It's going to be wicked hot. And just, you know, hydrate. You know, if you're going to be outside a lot today, you'll feel it. Temps feel like 100 or plus. And it's going to be 95 degrees and hot, hazy, and humid.
Okay, coming up in about 10 minutes, why women over the weekend, here locally, women in our area, were tossing their full purse into the trash. Guys, we're having a field day about this, and I don't think it'll ever make sense to you guys, but...
The whole thing doesn't make sense. I can't wait to find out. Hold on.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember back in the day when I was in high school and the concerts you guys used to have, bringing Shaggy to town. All those concerts, they were a blast. Had so much fun.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
95 degrees today on 98.9 The Buzz. And as the week goes on, it'll gradually get cooler, a little cooler. Down to about 80 by the end of the weekend. And it's 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, right now we're starting out at 66 degrees. 30 more degrees will peak out today. Going to be hot.
Why women over the weekend were tossing their full purse into the trash as guys shook their heads in disbelief.
What is this? And where did this happen?
This happened at the Dierks and Bentley concert on Saturday night at CMAC.
What?
So apparently, and some of us know, some of us don't know, we don't get out that much, that there is a bag rule, the size of your bag, what your bag looks like,
Yeah, okay.
So women tend to sometimes have big purses, a little too big be allowed into CMAC.
Okay.
And they didn't realize that. So some women actually, if you were one of these women, 818-2899, some women had a choice to make. Just like when you're in the airport and somebody flags you that your whatever shampoo bottle is too big. You have a choice to make. Do you go all the way back to your car and drop it off? Or do you dump it in the trash? And there were women to actually throw their purse out and all the contents in the freaking trash can.
How? No. Women have the most prized possessions in their purse.
I know.
My wife has a junk drawer. It's a junk drawer, but everything she needs. Like, I go in there to find her key to unlock her car door. It's one of those where you get close to your car and you can just unlock it anyway.
Yeah.
So what she does is, she's like, just take my purse. I'm like, oh my God, this thing's 20 pounds. And I'm like, I'm gonna lick it out and put it near the door and unlock it. And like, it's the worst, man. I go dig it in there. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Like, listen, what are you doing?
If I'm not one to carry a purse, I don't actually carry a purse. But I'm also that friend who's always hitting up my friend who has her purse for something. Like, I feel safe. The most safe I feel is when I'm with a friend who has a big purse.
Man.
Because anything that could go wrong or anything that I'm going to need, she's got it in that purse.
Man. I mean,
they're taking one for the team. The women in the women in your life who carry a big purse, they're taking one for the team.
I ask her, I'm like, "What? You should see her biceps." She doesn't need to work out.
Just one
yeah,
bicep.
One bicep. The other one, no.
Just
no, it's a big bag. It's a big bag. Laptop, folders, three-ring binders, like Kleenex, those little square thing, Kleenex things.
It's
like glasses, cases, you know, like lip balms and this. And oh, my God.
And then once you have kids,
there.
That's it. Now you got Goldfish. Now you got little juice pouches, Band-Aids.
Right.
First aid kit. Somewhere down there is a husband. A man.
Well, I've always said I'm scared to go in your purse. I don't want to go in your purse. I feel like I put my hand in, something's going to bite me.
Okay, 818-2899. We'll do this for you and all you guys who shook your heads when you witnessed that at CMAQ.
Yeah.
What is in your most rando thing in your purse right now is what? 818-2899.
Okay, all right. We'll come across the top of the hour at 7 o'clock, and there's a new warning. For sliced cheese?
Yeah, you know what? You know how first it was throwing slices of Kraft cheese at babies?
I didn't find it funny.
You found that hysterical?
Yeah.
Now getting cheesed is making a viral comeback and more dangerous.
Oh, all right. It's all coming up here.
Spizzano and Sandy.
Hi, Tuesday, 98.9 The Buzz, Spizzano and Sandy. It's just as easy as sliced cheese this beautiful day.
Listen, this whole getting cheese thing, why? Why is it coming back? Why is it a viral sensation again?
I love this. Okay, it's 98.9 to Buzz. It's Spizzano and Sandy.
Can I ask you first, before I tell you why it's making a viral comeback in a more dangerous way, especially today on a hot, hot day, would you say the temp is going to get to 104?
It's going to feel like it. 95 for the high, but this is getting cheesed.
Yeah. This is going to be worse if this happens to you today. But let's first start at the very beginning. The whole getting cheesed was at one point, and it's even hard for me to describe it out loud because it sounds so cruel and wrong. But parents thought it was funny, and parents, meaning I include Scott in this, thought it was funny to throw slices of Kraft cheese at their babies.
Okay, so now let me describe how it really is. You know, you take a flat piece of Kraft cheese, unwrap it from the plastic, and like a little light frisbee toss right on their forehead, shuts them right up, just like that.
It didn't make it sound any better.
It's not like you take a hardened, frozen block of cheese and whip it at your kid and give him a concussion.
Did not make it any better.
Hilarious.
So you got these babies, videos of babies crying, or playing or whatever, and then all of a sudden,
blap.
Smack.
That's so funny.
Hit your forehead. You have a good sounding forehead.
Awesome.
Hit your forehead like cheese.
Yeah.
Well, go. You. Yeah. See how great his forehead sounds. No, tossing cheese on your head is funny. Baby, that's not funny.
It shuts him up. It distracts him. So what's going on with this new trend?
So that died out, and now getting cheese is making a comeback. Now people are randomly tossing cheese on cars.
Ew.
Getting cheesed.
Ooh.
If the cheese sits on a hot car, the oils and residue can break down into the paint or glass. It could ruin your top coat, clear coat. And if it gets in your, I don't know what happens if it gets in your tires and your wheels and your brakes? I don't know what happens to cheese when it gets into the tires.
What do you mean? It's tires are tires. It won't hurt tires.
I don't know what happens.
You run over roadkill and rocks and stuff.
No, in the tire. Like, what if it's on the side part and it, like, seeps into the brakes? How does brake pads deal with cheese?
You can't get cheese in brake pads. It's impossible. You have to literally get in there and just like wiggle it around and like punch it through with a pencil.
It'll just melt itself on the rim and kind of ooze down.
That's a big
dangerous.
Piece of cheese. It's a big piece of
Listen.
Cheese. Okay, you're getting a little weird on this. So,
Why?
Look, I've got stuff in my car right now that's completely ruined the paint. It's not even cheese. It's stupid sap from a cottonwood tree. It does not come off. And when it does come off, when you do get it off, it leaves a mark.
Is this another one of those you don't think it's bad?
No, I don't think it's bad.
This is terrible. You got some kid in the neighborhood throwing cheese at all the cars pulling in.
Well, I mean, you take it off. As soon as it hits, take it off, take a bite, throw the rest on the ground, leave it for the animals.
Take a bite. Get some bread, grill it up.
Oh, man.
I thought this was shocking, appalling, dangerous.
Can you
anything
just stop
being thrown
for...
at your car, whether it's cheese or whatever, it's going to distract. It could potentially distract a driver.
Are you real?
Yes, I am real.
Are you forcing this? Because
no,
you sound absolutely
not.
Ridiculous.
Oh my God. I do not. Wait,
It's like people aren't throwing rocks off a bridge and hitting windshields and stuff. This is just like 0.2 ounces of flat rubbery cheese.
I'm asking Chatty.
No.
Is this dangerous?
Don't do that.
Why?
You don't rely on ChatGPT for every answer. How about just common sense?
Yeah, common sense. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
My co-host lacks common sense, and he thinks getting cheese is funny.
My co-host lacks common sense and is wasting precious airtime fretting about a piece of Kraft freaking cheese, which is not even dairy.
What is it made out of? 818-2899. We just need one call. You're either on Scott's side or my side.
Oh, my God.
This is either dangerous and appalling. Or funny and I don't know.
It's hilarious. You know what I've seen, speaking of throwing things on cars, there's a dude that stands on socials. He stands in a school zone where like the speed limit is like 30 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a radar gun and he literally like radars people going speeding and he whips stuff at their cars like a like a Ziploc bag full of baked beans or a big thing of flour.
Dad,
and people
again, yeah,
and
you are like a child.
People come to a screeching stop and he's like, "Stop speeding, there's kids here." It's awesome.
Okay. You are like a child. That is not good to promote throwing things at people's car. That's going to distract a driver and an accident's going to happen. How do you think this is funny as a grown adult?
Beats running over a kid.
Okay, you could run over a kid when you're a distracted driver and you swerve the wheel and then all of a sudden.
But in a school zone, you're supposed to go at a certain speed and he radars them and throws crap on their car and they get out and they're all mad. Like, hey, you're breaking the law. Go away.
Why? You like the angry, motivated things. It's weird. You're the nicest guy I know, yet you have this built, pent-up anger issue thing going on with you.
Mm-hmm. I just like watching it. Something I would never do, but that's why I like watching it.
I don't laugh at that. I don't know.
You find nothing funny, hilarious. Come on now. You know that.
I would love to find you funny.
Right. That's why we lasted 27
years. I mean, somebody loves you. Somebody thinks you're funny. Is anyone calling in to say you're funny?
No, the question is anyone left listening?
No, probably
it's
not.
Quarter after 7 on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. It's Spisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
So there's a New York City artist selling garbage from Taylor Swift's wedding. Did you hear about this? So his name is Justin Gignac. And he went to the area outside of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding at Madison Square Garden dressed in a tuxedo.
Of course he did.
Carrying a trash grabber and a bag.
Okay.
And he collected litter from the streets surrounding the venue after the celebration. Not from inside the wedding itself, though.
Right.
Among the items that he found a single AirPod, a ring pop,
yeah,
cigarette butts,
mm-hmm,
plastic straws,
sure,
an ovulation test strip, bottle caps, and other street debris. He sealed the items in a tiny clear plastic cube, mm-hmm, labeled them as limited edition memorabilia from the wedding.
One of a kind.
And sold the small cubes for $25 each. They reportedly sold out within 24 hours.
That is brilliant.
And I guess this guy has a history of making money selling New York City garbage.
I love this.
Do you? I thought you would.
Yeah.
I saw this and I said, this freaking screams Scott Spisano.
This screams justified. It makes me feel so happy. Happy, happy, happy.
So now you vote justified. Do you predict everyone else is going to agree with you?
I predict everybody is going to. Yeah. I predict this is going to be a slam dunk. Just because it's like, it's so absurd. And it's just so cool and funny. And
see,
there you go.
Think-
and I'm kind of jealous.
Trying to think. Personally, I don't like it. You're selling someone's ovulation test strip? If the what?
You should like, attach that to the ring pop.
And then what happens? And then you
then you're having had.
And then you grow what? And then have a cigarette butt after. Okay, personally, I think it's a violation of somebody's privacy. Yes, it was dropped on the streets or in the garbage. I don't know where. Okay, whatever. When I throw something out, mm-hmm, I'm expecting nobody to see it and not sell it. There's someone's DNA on that ovulation test strip.
Yeah.
I think it's bleh. And I'm going to predict a lot of women are going to call into the show and they are not going to be happy with this. So I'm going to predict the verdict. It's going to be a jerk.
Okay. What do you say? 182-899. Jerk or justified for that guy to sell the trash outside the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce wedding for Madison Square Garden. Oh, boy. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bill's Mafia Ken's on the phone. What's up, bud?
Not too much. How are we doing today?
How about this? Is it jerk or justified?
Let me lead off by saying one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Bravo.
This is 100%.
That's like a garage
justified.
Sale when that man's trash is selling it for someone else's treasure. I'm not
absolutely
digging through this garbage.
Totally justified. I would sell my dog's you know what.
Right. Yeah.
If somebody would buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a buyer for everything.
If you're going to judge somebody, judge the purchaser, not the seller.
Wait. Okay. So my mind went to a whole bunch of things. What are you referring to? You know what of your dog?
My dog's number two.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I was thinking like when you neutered the dog. When you. Like,
oh wow.
I was thinking so many other things.
Ken, can you imagine encasing it in like clear resin and then just selling it like a paperweight?
Sure.
People would buy it. Thanks, man. Justified.
Who are the people buying this, though? I want to meet you.
I would buy it. Hi, The Buzz, Jerk or Justified.
Hi, Justified.
Yeah, man. It's a, you know, it's something to be like, what is, people would be like, what is that on your, oh, on your coffee table? That's the trash from Taylor Swift's wedding.
I mean, the guy, I give the guy many brownie points for trying.
Yeah.
And idiots for buying.
Yeah, that
and
too.
Who takes an ovulation test on the streets of New York, Sandy? Come on, sister.
I'm not even sure. Yes, how did he get there? That's a big question. That is a big question.
I mean, Who does that? I mean, when
I
you
know.
Said the women are going to call, I'm like, oh, I'm a woman. I'm calling.
You're calling it justified.
How would you feel if your last pregnancy test or ovulation test was just floating around on someone's mantle in a cube?
I would feel like an idiot for leaving it on the streets in New York.
Well, you know, I mean, like they were dumping purses at the concert the other night. May have fallen out of the, you remember?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
Somebody get to see Matt.
Well, either way. Listen, okay. Either way, the idiots that bought it are the idiots.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning, Jerk or Justified.
Good morning. Absolutely justified. Society at its best.
It's what?
I do think I'm agreeing with my previous callers that you're putting the wrong people on trial. Huh. You should be putting the morons that are wasting good money on that and then crying broke.
I would be the moron that would drop $25 on it just for a conversation piece.
Absolutely, you would.
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you buy one of these? Come on, Scott. Confess right now on the air. Did you buy?
True confessions.
Bought the whole lot.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Did I mention slam dunk?
The verdict is.
Did I?
Justified.
Justified. Justified.
I think I did say slam dunk, didn't I?
Okay.
Justified.
You're on the leaderboard predicting the outcome of the trial.
Thank you.
You got one.
Mm-hmm. You got yesterday. Wait, you got yesterday, though. Didn't you?
We forgot to set our predictions yesterday, so yesterday doesn't count. You can play along at home. We're trying to predict the outcome of each trial, and then at the end of the week, we win. What do we win? Nothing.
Nothing.
Just like this show. You go into it thinking you're going to come out winning, and you did. No,
you just
nothing.
Feel like a loser after listening.
Okay, why the middle seat on a plane is the safest seat to sit in. Mm-hmm. Next flight you go on, you're going to fight for that middle seat after you hear this story.
Spisano and Sandy.
Okay, good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, welcome to our Tuesday morning. Yay. It's the 14th of July, and it's going to be a wicked scorcher today.
Oh, it's going to be so hot today. Okay, listen, it's an irrational fear until it actually freaking happens.
Which
it
won't.
Middle seat on a plane is the safest seat.
Until it happens. What happens?
Listen, you joke and tease people who have fears, any fears, whether it's irrational or not, because you, for some reason, lack fear.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
You
lack jealousy and fear, I think.
Yep.
You have it and you don't want to admit.
No, there's things you cannot control in life. When I went through a windshield at 17 and got 250 stitches in my head, I just realized there's some things you just can't do anything about. So if you get blown out of an airplane hole, that's something that you had no control over, you know? And jealousy means nothing. It's all in your head.
That legitimately happened. The irrational fear of getting injured and flying out of an airplane when it's in the air actually freaking happened on Ryanair. Now, this is like the European frontier or what is
low budget.
Like a low-budget airline. It's Ryanair. Okay. And this is how Europeans travel from country to country. You know, it's so funny when you talk to your European friends, if you have any, and they're like, I was in Croatia for the weekend. And you're like, what?
Yeah, it's like driving to
Buffalo.
It's like driving to Batavia.
Right? But anyhow, so shortly after takeoff, a window near a 61-year-old passenger broke, dislodged, causing a sudden loss of cabin pressure.
Mm-hmm.
No window, zero, it's gone.
Right.
The passenger was partially pulled toward the opening with his head and shoulders outside of the plane during flight. His seatbelt, thankfully, he was wearing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And other passengers, including his wife, are grabbing onto his leg, his feet, his body, pulling him back into the cabin.
So they held him out. They held on to him.
They pulled him into safety. He's okay. Besides, I don't know, never wanting to fly again.
His haircut. His hair goes straight up now, permanently.
Is that the most bizarre, crazy story you've ever heard?
Yeah, well, that happened. You hear of it happening every so often. Like, I think there was one like a year or two ago, too, where...
you should never hear it. Zero. Zero times you should hear this.
Well, you know, 100 million flights a day, you know, something's bound to happen eventually to somebody.
Does it happen with a car? No car all of a sudden loses their window. Mid-drive.
Well, you also aren't going 300 miles an hour in a car, so therefore there's no pressure that
pulls
you out.
Okay, if this dude got sucked out, this would have been horrible, like, just horrible.
It happens in Bond movies, I noticed.
Yes, and then he starts walking on the wing of the plane.
Yeah, right.
And he has a fight with somebody. He's dangling.
That is an irrational fear for sure,
You are probably, you probably saw this story. I could see you, Scott Spisano, saw this story, and you're probably jealous of the dude that it happened to him and not you.
I'm not jealous because I don't get jealous, but it would have been cool because I always keep my seatbelt on. It would have been cool.
Can I ask, how did it get romanticized, the idea of putting out your arms and the wind is blowing at your face through your hair? Like, you know, standing up in a car, you know, the sunroof of a car and the car is driving. You've seen that. At what 80s show was that?
Right.
And it's like, oh, Titanic. Oh,
okay.
Yep. This dude. Oh, I hate that feeling.
At 300 miles an hour, got to suck.
I hate the feeling of putting your head out the window when you're driving on a summer drive down the parkway.
Man, back in the 80s, we used to get limos and used to have sunroofs and we used to like pop through the limo and be like, "Whoa!"
You and I did that when I worked here with when we would do the limo lunches and we would take listeners to lunch.
Yeah.
We would always do that. Who's popping their head out of the window?
I know, right?
No one company hated us. It's not a good feeling.
I don't mind. I like it. I don't
like that feeling.
I like the window.
Okay,
in my
window
face.
Seat is now the safest seat. Apparently.
Window safe is the window
aisle.
Seat.
Your elbow gets bruised and bumped, right?
Right.
By the cart and everybody else. The window, you could potentially fly out of it. So now, I think the safest spot is the middle seat.
The middle seat is the safest seat now.
Safe as a kitten.
Nah, it's the worst seat. Everybody else's elbows touching you.
Did you just hear my story? You could actually physically fly out if you sit in the window seat.
Not if you keep your seatbelt on. Remain seated at all times. Keep your seatbelt fastened.
The Buzz.
You know, when I hear this song, it makes me feel like it's already hot out. It's one of those hot, steamy Pink Floyd tunes. It's 98.9 to Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, 95 degrees, 100 to 103 heat temp feel. So let's just forget about that and play Wait, Don't Tell Me on 98.9 to Buzz.
A Rochester mystery. Can you solve it before I get to the ending?
I loved yesterday's. That was cool.
I know that was so fun. I was telling everybody. I was like, wait, did you hear that we had a piece of the Berlin Wall and it was sandblasted when they sent it to us? And it was like, oh my gosh.
We wanted it for the graffiti. Anyway.
Okay, are you ready, Scotty?
Okay, go.
It's February 1951.
Oh, okay.
A heavy winter snowstorm is blanketing the city of Rochester. Inside a laboratory at the University of Rochester, scientists make a frightening, highly classified discovery after melting down a fresh scoop of snow.
What?
If word gets out to the public about what was hidden inside the winter storm, it will cause a massive nationwide panic.
What?
The government desperately tries to bury the truth, but executives at Eastman Kodak catch wind of the frightening discovery and threaten a massive explosive lawsuit against the United States government.
For hiding it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Terrified of a public trial exposing the truth, the government backs down. They strike a shockingly top secret deal with Kodak.
Nice.
To keep them quiet.
Oh, man. This is juicy.
How does this story end?
Oh. Now,
if anybody worked at Kodak in 1951,
you're probably hopefully still alive.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Let's ponder this. Any ideas, reach out. But right now.
Do you know? You don't know?
No, I've never heard this story. This is awesome.
Wild story.
So wait, let me get this. 1951, big snowstorm. Yep. They took the snow, analyzed it, found something crazy in the snow and tried to hide it.
Yes.
What
and then Kodak got wind of it and said, listen, we're going to blow this up. We're going to let everybody know if you don't. Yeah, then a secret deal. Think about it.
All right. We'll do it in just a few here on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, The Buzz. Good morning. You want to do a wait, don't tell me?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey,
okay,
Phil.
Hang on a second. Let me catch everybody up. In 1951, what terrifying thing did scientists at the U of R find in the snow of Rochester? And what was the secret deal struck between Kodak and the United States government?
This is crazy. So Kodak wanted it. They said they're going to blow this open. And then the government said, nah, we'll strike a deal with you to stay quiet.
Yes.
To stay quiet. What did they find in the snow? Huh. Any ideas, Phil?
I'm thinking, just because I'm going with history here.
Yeah.
At that time in American history, they were doing a lot of nuclear testing.
Yeah, okay.
Did they find, like, nuclear stuff in the snow?
Like radiation, kind of, like radioactive?
Radiation and stuff like, yeah.
Oh.
That's the only thing I can think of.
It's
because we did a lot of nuclear testing at that time.
Yeah, but around here?
Well, I mean, the prevailing winds could have carried it. I'm not sure.
Sure.
That's the only thing I'm thinking of. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. Right. You're locking in your answer?
That is my final candy bar answer.
That is your
final. Okay. Scotty, what's your guess?
My guess was that they found so many elements. This is kind of similar to Phil's. They found all kinds of, like, don't eat snow, basically, because there's so much crap in it. That's my final answer.
The frightening discovery was atomic radiation fallout drifting from secret nuclear bomb tests in Nevada.
Damn.
Kodak threatened to sue because the radiation was penetrating their warehouses and completely ruining millions of dollars of medical X-ray and photographic film.
Damn.
The secret deal was that the United States military agreed to give Kodak private advanced warnings and maps of future atomic detonations so Kodak could protect its inventory, while regular citizens, us, were left completely in the dark.
Wow. Weren't we tan in 1951?
Yes, we were.
Wow.
And I have heard people who worked at Kodak way back in the day had to sign, like, what is it called?
Non-disclosure. Yeah.
And maybe this is why.
That's kooky. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow. Sandy, finding some really cool Rochester history nuggets there. You know? That's awesome. All right,
so
Phil.
If you know somebody who works at Kodak or worked at Kodak, you ask them about this.
Yeah, and they won't be able to tell you because they signed an NDA. And that's Wait, Don't Tell Me on 98.9 A Buzz, starring full-size candy bar Phil.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah, get you up and out the door here. Got to go to work. Got to do what you got to do. Here we are. I'm giving you a heads up. Starting in about 10-15 minutes, the Spisano and Sandy are going to present to you commercial free 98. 98 straight minutes of music to kind of get your morning started off.
And tomorrow is Wednesday, and that means Spisano and Sandy's 30-second pitch.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, he wants to kick his kid out of the house. And he's trying to convince his wife why. So if that triggers anything with you, if you could relate to that in any way, maybe you want to join us tomorrow around 8:20.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We love you guys. You're always part of a Buzz fam. I will give you hazy, hot, humid, 95 degrees. And starting at 11 o'clock, they're turning on a heat advisory. The temp's feeling like 100 to 105 degrees. So, you know, hydrate. Keep an eye on the kids. Yeah, right?
Yeah. So, all right. If you miss anything from the show, you can always search out the Spisano and Sandy podcast or The Breakfast Buzz, wherever you listen to podcasts. Right now, it is time to say we out.
We out like every parent, pretending they love the splash pad a lot more than they actually do. See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.